the court said that the framers of the 14th Amendment extended the promise of citizenship to almost, quote, every free person born in this land, rejecting President Trump's efforts to rewrite the Constitution with the stroke of a pen.
In one of the first executive orders of his second term, on Inauguration Day, President Trump tried to end birthright citizenship. Today, after the Supreme Court rejected his effort in a forcefully worded opinion, he called the ruling too bad for our country and urged Congress to take action immediately. Trump had argued the 14th Amendment was intended to grant citizenship to freed slaves and their descendants after the Civil War, not to the 250,000 babies born every year to people here illegally or temporarily. But in the decision by Chief Justice John Roberts, joined by Trump appointee Amy Coney Barrett and the three liberal justices, the court said, under the Constitution, they are citizens at birth. Juan Peraño, CEO of LULAC, cheered the ruling.
I mean, the stakes are 400,000 to 500,000 children born in the United States to parents that may be undocumented, or at least in the process of getting legal status in the United States. All those children born would not have been U.S. citizens, and they would have been stateless.